From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the announcement that BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is effectively dead is an important milestone. But Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is emphasizing the oil spill crisis in the region is far from over.
Jindal says he wants BP to make sure families hurt by the spill are made whole, marshes restored, and a comprehensive seafood safety and marketing plan is funded. Residents have been frustrated by months of confusion over BP's claims process. Now they're angry at delays in the $20 billion compensation fund established through the White House. Fund Administrator Kenneth Feinberg had promised claims under his watch would be paid out in days, but now says the process is more complicated than he thought. Fishing communities are still struggling with many coastal waters still off limits. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
American Sarah Short is back in the U.S. after being released from a prison in Iran, but she says she will not consider herself totally free until Iran releases her fiancé and their friend to remain in custody. The three were detained more than a year ago along the border between Iran and Iraq. Short says she's grateful to the American people and the U.S. government.
And people and governments all around the world who have advocated for our release and supported our families for the last 13 months.
Iran has accused all three Americans of espionage, a charge Short strongly denies. She was released for medical reasons. Asylum seekers at an immigration detention center in Australia have begun a mass protest. Stuart Cohen in Sydney reports the unrest began after one of the detainees killed himself rather than be returned to his homeland.
Dozens of asylum seekers spilled out into the yard in mass protest at the Villawood Detention Center on the outskirts of Sydney. Some have taken to the roof, threatening suicide rather than come down. The men, many of them Tamil refugees from Sri Lanka, want a reconsideration of their asylum claims. Police have sealed off the area around the detention center. Immigration officials are negotiating with the men to try to end the protest. Tensions are running high at Australia's immigration centers as a record number of asylum seekers, mostly from Iraq, Afghanistan, and Sri Lanka, arrive on the country's shores. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Firefighters in Utah are battling a wildfire that has forced the evacuation of about 1,500 homes outside Salt Lake City. The blaze has destroyed four houses. Don Hudson is with the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office.
Literally, the fire was coming down into the backyards of many of these residents.
Hudson says the blaze was sparked by an artillery training session at a National Guard base. Hurricane Igor has raked past the island of Bermuda. The storm is now at minimal hurricane strength, but forecasters say it's still strong enough to cause high surf and rip currents along parts of the East Coast today and tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 21 people are dead in central India and more than 50 others injured after a freight train traveling on the wrong track slammed head-on into a passenger train that was stopped at a rail station. The crash occurred in heavy rain at a station about 200 miles south of New Delhi. India has the world's largest railroad network, and accidents are common, in part because of poor maintenance and a lack of modern signaling and communications equipment. The Town is the top movie in box office numbers from Box from North America. NPR's Trina Williams has the weekend estimates.
There are over 300 bank robberies in Boston every year. Most of these professionals live in a one-square-mile neighborhood called Charlestown.
The Town is the top movie with an estimated $23.8 million in ticket sales. Ben Affleck directs the heist drama and also stars. It was received well by critics but predicted to debut in second place. Instead, the runner-up movie is high school comedy Easy A, starring Emma Stone. Most projections had it winning for the weekend. Horror film Devil, about strangers trapped in an elevator, opened in third place. It was followed by last weekend's champ, Resident Evil: The Afterlife. Animated feature Alpha and Omega debuted at number 5. Trina Williams, NPR News.
A United Nations summit is being held in New York this week to review progress toward meeting the world's most serious humanitarian problems. The leaders attending, including President Obama, will be assessing progress in meeting goals set by the UN a decade ago to cut in half the rates of poverty, disease, and the lack of clean water and basic education in developing nations. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.